So anyway,
Do you remember which joke I gave you? Which riddle I gave you?
No.
I don't remember. Dr. Jess, you remember? I was here listening to music.
No, it was something. I couldn't make any sense of it.
Something.
Oh, there, I got it. Okay, ready for this? When I am released to the wind, you look away and you pretend, but away your friends I will send. What am I?
Oh, it sounds like Dr. Jess has an idea. I have no idea. Yeah.
What do you got?
A fart.
Yes. Oh. Ding, 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 ding. A toot. I'm impressed. When I am released to the wind, you look away and you pretend, but away your friends I will send. What am I? A fluff or fart, whichever way you say. If I said that F-A-R-T word, and my mama smacked me. So we had to say fluff. So anyway, that's the way it is. Okay, now you got a call for Dr. Jess, 651-641-1071. Best call now, because if you don't call now, then Dr. Jess might have other things to do today. So, and then I'll let her go, and then now you can't talk to her till the end of next month. Well, I'll have the right Sunday. But anyway, so we got one call, 651-641-1071. We got somebody hanging on the line. Why don't we go to her first?
Yes, we have Jenny, and her daughter's cat doesn't like her.
Okay. Hey, Jenny, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Good. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I got this cat, and the cat's like 3 years old. It's a female that's been spayed, but it hates me.
Okay.
It literally attacks me.
Okay.
And I don't do anything to it, but once in a while now I give it a dirty look because, and I swear it knows. I mean, it's
just
what's going on.
Yep, yep.
And it's very territorial, but it literally, if I go near it, it will attack me.
Really?
And I don't know why, except that my daughter has a kind of a volatile personality, and I think the cat's taken it on.
That's a possibility. It's a possibility.
But I just want to know what I can do, if there's anything I even can do.
Okay, first of all, so does a cat, like, come up from behind to get you, go after your legs? What does he do?
If it sees me, it'll come right at me, to me.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't sneak up behind me. And if anybody else gets around it and they know I'm there, like, it's even attacked my daughter because it thinks it's me because I walk by her.
Oh.
And it will attack her. And my fear is my daughter has cancer, so this cat will scratch, and I'm afraid she's going to get that.
Oh, yep.
Scratch fever because she's got no immune system.
Okay, yep. No, that's a good thought there. That's a very good thought. Okay, now, has it always been like this? Is this something new?
No, it's hated me from day one.
So day one. Does a cat not like any other person either?
It doesn't. It tolerates her children.
Okay.
And tolerates my mother, who they live with.
Okay.
But and most people literally ignore, but me, it just hates.
Wow.
Yeah, I just, you know, and I get along with animals. I mean,
right.
I've got a dog and a cat, and, you know, there's no reason that this cat has to be this way. But do they take on the personality of their owner?
Oh, dogs and cats, you know, they how do you want to say this? If there's turmoil, like, you know, if you have a real high-wired person, all of a sudden you'll see the dog become the high-wired dog, you know what I mean? Kind of like at wit's end type thing. So, yeah, they can get like that. But so usually most often it's smells that triggers things. Dr. Levy, are you with us here?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your thoughts on this? What about some pheromones, the plug-in pheromones?
Okay, wait. Catch me up.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I was distracted.
Okay, no. This cat does not like Jenny. I mean, he seeks and destroys when she goes over to visit, you know, to scratch and bite her. All right? But he would tolerate people that he lives with, but it's the outsiders that come in that the cat goes after.
But it's me.
I would probably use treats to get on the cat's good side.
Ignored, but it's me that it don't like. It just does not like me.
Okay. Okay, what did you say, Dr. Levy?
I would probably use treats to try to get on the cat's good side.
Okay. Did you hear that, Jenny?
No, I didn't. I'm driving, so it's a little more difficult.
Oh, okay. Okay, but, you know, because you could do it two ways. Now, who has the cancer?
the mom, the owner of the cat.
The owner of the cat, okay. Has she gotten bit or scratched by the cat?
Does it have a what?
Has she gotten bit or scratched by the cat?
Yes, yes, she has, but usually it's because I'm around.
Okay.
It will do that, and it does have a personality disorder. As a matter of fact, the cat, my daughter has lost hair because of chemo.
Okay.
Lost hair.
Yeah. Wow.
I think it has something to do with me and my daughter's interaction, that the cat acts like my daughter.
Yeah, they can. Okay, there's a, cats. Let's see. Problem Cats and Their Owners. Problem Cats and Their Owners by Devine. D-E-V-I-N-E. That's a book that you might want to look into. Problem Cats and Their Owners. And okay. Then what you want to start doing is that don't have her feed the cat so the cat's kind of hungry. Don't, you know, does she leave food out for all the time for this cat?
Oh, yeah. The cat's very particular, too.
Okay, yeah.
So on a certain dish and a certain kind of food.
Okay, yeah, but it's time for her to take back the reins here. So what you're going to do is you're going to give set feeding times, once in the morning, once at night. I would go to grain-free canned food, half in the morning, half at night, of a five-ounce can. Because sometimes if a cat doesn't feel good, then they will act stupid or reactive. You know, does a cat throw up at all?
No, not normally.
Doesn't throw up the hairballs and stuff?
No.
Okay. Okay. But anyway, so the thing is, because like Dr. Levy mentioned too, is that whereas if, just like with a dog, you have a dog that has an aversion to somebody, you start giving that person treats, and all of a sudden that dog starts seeing that person in a whole new light. Okay. Like, hey, what do you got for me? And so that's what you want. You want to find something that cat truly likes. It could be a piece of raw hamburger. It'd be a piece of raw chicken, like canned chicken. You know, we want to find something that when you drop it, the cat's like, whoa, got any more of that?
And so when I come over to visit, maybe I come with a certain treat and they start to expect it.
Yes. Something. And then also don't go for the pet. You are not to even go near this cat. The cat is to come into your, like if you're sitting down and if it wants to come and say hi, fine. But never ever, what you just want to do is say the cat's name and then like drop just a pinch of like raw hamburger, you know, and just make sure you drop it like, or you might have to lob it to her, you know.
Yeah.
And so anyway, that's what you want so that she sees it. And all of a sudden when she sees it, she's going to be looking around more for it. Then lob another one and just kind of say your name. So she starts realizing it's coming from you, all right? But don't go in for the pet. You are not to pet this cat.
Oh, I know.
Unless
believe me, I've tried it.
Yeah. No, just because you ever notice that when somebody comes over to the house that hates dogs and cats, okay, they ignore the dog, they ignore the cat, and the cats and the dogs are in their face and on their lap, and it's like, but I hate them. Why are they on me? Because that person is ignoring them and allowing the cat and the dog to smell them without going on the defense of dealing with being touched and handled. All right?
Oh, okay.
And that's what you want to do. You want to just ignore that cat. You don't look at him. Don't touch him. Don't do anything. And also try to get that book, Problem Cats for... What did I say? I can't remember what it is, but it's by Devine. D-E-D-V-I-N-E. Cats okay. And their... Problem Cats and Their Owners. That's it. Problem Cats and Their Owners. All right.
Okay.
And look into that because sometimes too the diet can, you know, be part of the problem. And then I would get the plug in pheromones also. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Give it a shot and then get back to me. Okay.
I will. Thank you.
You bet. Bye bye. All right. We got some questions for Dr. Levy here on the line.
Yes, let's go.
Yeah, let's go to break and then come back.
Perfect.
Okay. Okay. So hold on, Dr. Levy, because we're going to be coming back to you. All right. Let's see
somebody.
Okay. Okay. When you have me, you feel like sharing me. But if you do share me, you don't have me. What am I? We'll be back. All right. Thank you for tuning in and greatly appreciate it. All right. Here we go. When you have me, you feel like sharing me. But if you do share me, you don't have me. What am I? Dr. Levy?
No idea.
Okay.
No idea.
A secret.
Oh.
When you have me, you feel like sharing me. A secret?
Yes.
Okay, but if you do share me, you don't have me.
Very
you
true.
You no longer have the secret.
Mm.
There we go. Well, I know this is educating you all really well.
Okay. I know.
And if there was water
cooler. Or maybe just two people have the secret at that point.
There you go. That's true. That's yes. very true. Okay. Very good.
Complicated.
Oh, okay. We got a caller for you, Dr. Levy. And it's Amy. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, no problem. So you got, you're dealing with melanoma?
Yeah, I have Layla, and she's a 15-year-old Shih Tzu.
Okay.
And she's been with us since 8 weeks old. So this has been a little bit of a devastating diagnosis, to okay. be honest.
And how when did you get the diagnosis?
Just this week. She had a tumor removed last week, and okay. then they sent that in for analysis, and it did come back as melanoma.
Okay, okay. And then now, Dr. Levy, are you there?
Yes.
All right. Do you got questions for Amy?
No, just where is it located? It's in her, it's on her upper, it's oral, it's upper left, it's actually on the lip, and that's where they removed the mass from. And unfortunately, there's okay. pretty wide margins, so surgery is out of the question. Mm-hmm. It would be quite extreme in yeah. this case, is okay. what they're telling me.
Yeah.
I guess okay. at this point, you know, she's 15.
Right.
And I haven't made an appointment to an oncologist or anything mm-hmm. as my next step. And I don't know. I'm just looking for some okay. guidance, I guess, as if to do anything or just to
ride out the storm.
The end of her.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, I've lost, I think, 4 dogs now, 5 dogs to cancer. And oh. basically what I've done is because everybody got to do what they're comfortable with. But what I do, and Dr. Levy can share to also here, but you got to remember that cancer is fed by sugar. All right. And so you could slow the process down by getting out the sugar. Okay. And if you feed any processed food, it's at least 50% carbs. Carbs turn into sugar. Sugar doesn't help the matter at all. You know, so by going to like, you know, raw diet and then fresh vegetables and such like that, you know, that will help. There's a book. You got a piece of paper and a pencil?
I do, yes.
Okay, it's called Help Your Dog Fight Cancer.
Okay.
.com, okay? Help Your Dog Fight Cancer.com by Lori Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N. And it's a great book. You just got diagnosed. Now what? What are the options? It kind of walks you through everything, all right? And then she okay. also in there has a diet. And there again, you don't want any sugar in this dog's diet. But the thing is, you can see if she's starting to hit the skids, you know, in my book too, then you know what? If they quit eating, I'll bring out the Twinkies if that's what they'll eat. All right.
Okay.
And so, right. but the thing is that, you know your dog best. You've got 15 years, which is awesome. You've got to be one heck of a mom to get your pup to 15 yeah. years. And so that's why, you know, we all know when we get these guys that a day will come and we just pray it never does, but it does. Mm-hmm. And so what you got to do after being knocked, you know, to your knees with this diagnosis is basically say, you know what? Okay, I've had her 15 years. We've had a grand, you know, grand time. Let's just see what else. There was one dog that somebody said that it was supposed to be 3-4 months. And by changing the diet, in fact, that was an oral cancer also, is that that it prolonged that dog's life by another 9 months. And it was a healthy, it was a fun time. A lot of people want to reach for the chemos and such like that or do more tests. Like if you do more tests, what are you going to do with the information? Right? You're just putting right. your dog through stress more, you know, being poked at, progged at, maneuvered into whatever. So anyway, and so that's why you just got to decide we're just going to live out, have a grand good time. We're going to go maybe on some excursions, some car rides, favorite places. You know what I mean? Where
right.
you don't live like they're dying every morning. So you're like, oh, how many more days do I have? Because the dogs pick up on our emotions that we're stressed, and then they try to rally to make us feel better. And so what we need to do is that they're the one, you know, in the pain and is hitting the skids. And so we need to be we need to rally for them. There'll be plenty of time for us to fall apart after it's all over, okay? But the okay. whole thing is that we just got to, like I say, put our big girl panties on as hard as it is, and there's going to be times you'll be to your knees crying, and that's just that, and there's no, don't ever be, some people are like, but it's a dog. And no, it's not but a dog.
Right. It is our family.
You got yeah. it. You got it. And so that's why, like I say, you know, you do what you have to, but then try to be happy and positive around, you know, your pupper too. And like I say, set up fun things and such. But getting them diagnosed, and you know, one thing that I hate in the human world is when people get diagnosed with cancer, then they obviously, the big question is, how much time do I have? Nobody knows that but God, okay? Mm-hmm. And I get really mad when doctors say, oh, 4 or 5 months. Okay, my mom died of bone cancer, and she in August, and then she was supposed to be gone by Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And it was August of 26th of the following year that she finally left. And she had bone cancer. And she was at home. She wasn't in hospice or anything. She was at home. Luckily, my brother was a nurse, so that helped out a lot. But that's the thing, though, is that in her mind, you know, like I say, it's what we eat, our mind. Nobody can tell us how long that, well, stats say this. Well, there are also stats that if I change what I eat or I do something and my frame of mind is stronger, I cannot beat it totally, but maybe I've got longer time. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. So, right. And because if you were to see her today, Katie, we're walking, she's eating.
Yep,
you would never guess my dog is sick, you know? So, yeah.
But that's what I mean, though, is that it'll be positive like that. That will help her and help her be better, you know, instead of you being recoiling like, oh, there, you know, oh, geez. She's not a delicate flower, right? So what she is who she is. And that's another thing, too, is that I have this conversation with people that have cancer, is that some people don't want to say anything about the C word, all right? Whether it's in their dog or in themselves, because then that animal, that pet, or that human becomes that disease. Nobody sees you anymore. They just see the cancer. How are you doing? What can I do for you? Blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? And I appreciate that, but it comes a time that, okay, I know you care, but can I just be me again and not be the cancer? Okay. And so that's the same thing with the dog. When you look at her, yes, she has cancer, but that's what I mean. Enjoy her. Don't live like she's dying every day, whereas you recoil and you know what I mean? You're going to have, like I say, you're going to have days you're going to wake up. Well, someday it's coming, but it's not here yet. Go for a ride. Go for a walk, you know, and give good, healthy treats. No Twinkies unless that's all she'll eat.
Right. Okay.
But anyway, let's Dr. Levy join in here. She's the vet. So Dr. Levy, would you like to add to this conversation?
Yeah, I think I always recommend that people keep the appointment with the oncologist. Go find out what you might be saying no to before you say no.
Okay.
There could be some brand new treatment that's very successful. And like Katie was saying, people have all sorts of different reasons for making the decisions that they make. People have different inclinations. But I think... don't slam that door before you know what's on the other side of it. And it could be that you could pay the $180 for the appointment, you walk away, and you think, well, not going to do that. And that's okay, but at least you're better informed, right? Okay. I think that will, like, you know, one of my goals is to have fewer regrets. And so, you know, that's something to think about. I have, like, one of my patients is a 15-year-old golden retriever. He was diagnosed with lymphoma at 14, and he has just successfully completed chemotherapy and is doing great, as youthful and as puppyish as ever. And so, you know, that was that particular owner's decision, and it has worked out very well. And, you know, it could be that without the chemotherapy, maybe he wouldn't still be here.
Mm-hmm. It's everybody's, you know, like I say, we want answers.
And so it's not necessarily a criteria that, well, gosh, you know, she's 15, because some of these things are very tolerable. I mean, I think researchers are working all the time to make chemotherapy more tolerable. And like Katie was saying, you know, you can already get a start at home by getting rid of the kibble.
Get
rid of the kibble, get rid of the canned food, feed your dog fresh, real food. If you're feeding raw meat, that means raw. No, you don't cook it. and that will already help your dog achieve a better state of health. And because the thing is you have to think about, am I giving her body's cells the fuel that they need, the nutritional materials that they need to repair themselves? you know, we kind of have this idea that when you get cancer, your body is kind of given up and it's the end. But no, your body is always in a state of self-repair. There's the book that I recommend to a lot of my clients is by Andrea Morris. And the book is called Cancer is Not a Disease, It's a Survival Mechanism.
Wow, that's a long title.
I know, but I think it really helps you, like, just think about cancer in a different way. It's not like your body is saying, oh my gosh, I'm just so poisoned, I just can't do this anymore. It's a survival mechanism. Your body is doing this for a reason.
Okay, hold on. We got to run to break, and this is a forest break, so both of you hang on. Okay, a farmer had 14 sheep, and all but 8 died. How many are left? We'll be back.
What you do to me?
All right. Okay, move right along. We got Dr. Levy holding on, and everybody's holding on. So a farmer had 14 sheep. All but 8 died. How many are left?
Okay, Hope? I totally heard the numbers wrong over the break, so I don't know.
Okay, Dr. Levy?
8.
Ding, 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 ding. A farmer had 14 sheep. All but 8 died. How many are left?
8.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Ding, ding, ding. All right. There we go. Good catch there. Okay. So we're talking to Amy. Her dog who has got a 15-year-old has been diagnosed with melanoma. Now, Amy, I gave you that book, Help Your Dog Fight Cancer by Kaplan. Okay. You can go to helpyourdogfightcancer.com. And then Dr. Levy said, you know, if you wanted to, you know, explore the oncologist just to see, because she had the surgery. Is that correct?
She did. She had the mass removed.
Okay.
And she's doing great.
Okay. There you go. And so, and like I said,
I do treat a fair number of these as well. So we use homeopathic remedies and raw diet and various supplements. I think I just had a patient with an oral tumor who passed away, and he'd had it for over a year.
Okay.
And I've had several of those.
Yeah. So the main thing is to try to do things, Amy, that you're comfortable with. You know, and what you, well, obviously, you know, we don't want to have to take you a third mortgage on your home either. But anyway, but the whole thing is that you got to do what you're comfortable with. So that's the main name of the game. And Dr. Levy, how can she get a hold of you if she wants to try something holistically?
Through my website, holistic-vet-care.com.
Okay. So now you got some input, Amy. So now you can sit, you know, but like I said, don't live like your dog is dying. Oh, there she is.
Right.
Okay. Right on cue. But anyway. Okay. Okay. Does that
all
help
right.
you?
Thank you so much today.
Okay. You bet. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Yep. Bye-bye.
Yeah, she won't be the only one. We all get, to, you know, either a human or an animal in our life, the diagnosis of cancer, and we not, you know, we be panic, and we just got to, you know, breathe. You got to breathe. Okay, let's go to Sharon.
Yeah, it's Sharon Lee.
Okay, Sharon Lee, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good, good.
Thanks for having
this show. Thanks for hanging in there. I greatly appreciate it. So what kind of dog do you have?
I have a probably 13 or 14-year-old Sheltie.
Okay.
Male.
Okay.
It has two issues equally as severe, but the one I was calling about was the back end. When it tries to stand up, it has to use its front leg to push to get close to the back leg so it can stand up. So I'm imagining that it has some sort of inflammation in the back of its in the spine near the end.
Okay.
Or arthritis or something.
Okay, now, be truthful, is your pupper overweight?
No.
Okay.
No, I've never had it overweight. I'm a professional groomer, I know.
Oh, good.
With a lot of overweight dogs. But I give the dog, I think it's Bromelia or something, and I give it the Wysong supplements, the Omega stuff, and I give it extra vitamins that way. I've given it the
oh God, the CBD oil.
Okay.
But, you know, there's so many different CBD oils. Yep. I don't know whether, I haven't seen that it really works well. Maybe I'm not getting the right CBD oil.
Okay. Have you taken her to a chiropractor at all?
No, I haven't done that yet.
Yeah,
I'm wondering whether a chiropractor would be better or there's some more herbs I can give it.
Okay. Dr. Levy.
As far as I can see, it's like an inflammation area, right?
Okay.
I'm giving it, as far as food goes, I stopped giving it kibble of any kind. I give it, I've cooked just the organic turkey.
Okay.
And I give it some chicken, little fish once in a while.
Okay. What do you mix that with?
I don't mix it with anything.
Okay, you don't mix it with you don't mix it like with rice or pasta or anything like that.
No, because I'm figuring that the rice will cause, or
yep.
certainly not pasta because it's flour products that dogs don't take
yep.
to.
Very
but
good.
I was thinking the rice would turn into sugar and yep. I didn't want to do that.
Look at you, smart. Look at you. That is good. Hey, Dr. Levy, what do you think?
So, is this dog being fed just cooked meat?
Pardon?
Is he fed just cooked meat?
Well, I get organic turkey from Costco and then I'll cook it up. But from what you're okay. saying, maybe I should just give it raw.
Yeah, and dogs can't eat just meat, so that's, you know, really not a balanced diet. I would suggest using one of the cleaner, pre-mixed raw foods, like
you're Robusta. Cutting in and cutting out.
Okay, well, sometimes when we do this, you might have to re-listen to the podcast to be able to hear the whole thing, okay? And so
okay.
what she had mentioned is that
Right, yeah, to use something like raw bistro, because your dog's not getting any calcium in the diet, and so that can contribute to its issues.
Okay,
Chelsea...
Uh-huh. Yeah, Dr. Levy said that if you that might not be getting enough calcium, so that could be contributing to the problem in the back. Okay, because if you are just giving meat, you know they need calcium in their diet. A lot of people forget about this. They just don't need meat. They need some if you look at your dog's dish, it's 3/4 meat, 1/8 calcium, and 1/8 veggies is what if you look at your dog's plate. All right.
Okay.
They also need some organs as well.
Yeah, organ meat also.
So that's why I would just use the raw premixed from Raw Bistro, just because it's a super
clean. Yeah, I give it liver sometimes, like chicken livers.
Okay, good.
That's good.
Good.
Because
Shelties are extremely prone to arthritis. They're very poorly built.
Okay.
And so they're very poorly built. They have lousy conformation, typically. So it's not a matter of, should I do chiropractic or should I give a different kind of CBD? You have to find a comprehensive program that will work for your dog, and it's not going to be just one thing. So typical programs would focus on weight loss or, you know, maintaining a weight where you can easily feel the dog's ribs just by laying your hands on its side without any pressure.
Well, as far as the weight goes, it's the right weight, but it's got fat deposits on it. And it's too old, I think, to get those off. I did get lumps off before, and now it's got a lot of fatty, like a size of my palm, fat deposit on its side and stuff.
Right. And so you see that a lot in older dogs where they kind of lose muscle, put on fat, and so their weight doesn't really change. And I do see that quite a bit in Shelties where they've kind of got these sort of slabs of fat along their side. So basically it's, you know, adding healthy muscle, and the best way to do that is to feed a balanced raw food diet. You also want to use some sort of a joint supplement. I don't know if that's one of the ones you're using from
Lifelong. Katie, are you saying if I listen to it that I'll be able to hear everything she says on
yes.
the podcast?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just not coming through.
Yeah,
here.
For some reason it's not coming through because it's a three-way. It's me and her. Right. I hear the studio, you in your car, or your house, and her at her house. And so for some reason the three-way is not coming. So you'll be able to listen
but
to
it. Is there any other thing I can give if it is an inflammation, I'm picking up that it's definitely like an arthritis type thing. So exactly. The calcium, can I give the healthy raw calcium pills I get from Garden of Life or something?
No.
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 She said
no. Your dog needs to get calcium from bones.
You get calcium from bones. So, I don't know if you can draw. You can, why don't you give email Dr. Levy? And so, hopefully, maybe she can help you, being that we're having a hard time with the connection. Okay.
What's the email?
It's holistic-vet-care.com.
Holistic. And the other thing is, okay, I can do that, because the other thing is, it was starting to have this. It's been like this for a year, this cough, like a hacking, and sort of like a cat that brings up. And when I've gone to all the vet stuff, and thank God in my divorce, I got a vet care.
Uh-huh. Good.
So the vet went ahead and gave it Vetmedin and furosemide. And then I got a really bad feeling about that, and then the dog developed a heart arrhythmia, and I really... something bothered me. So I found another vet, and the vet said, stop the Vetmedin because it used to, everybody thought it was this miracle drug, but it causes heart arrhythmias. So I stopped that, and I stopped the furosemide, and the heart arrhythmia stopped, which I was happy at. And so it just has this cough. And when I kind of tuned in, I had a feeling that there must be some mold in my house.
Okay, well, why don't you get, you're going to have to, like I said, why don't you give Dr. Jess an email so you can discuss that, because being we're having trouble with the three-way. Okay, so thank you. So, yeah, hopefully you guys will connect and you can get things squared away, okay?
Well, I really appreciate it.
Okay,
love
you betcha. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, Dr. Levy, why don't you, when we come back, you can can have some final thoughts, so we'll let you go, and then right now we got to go to break, so don't hang up yet, Dr. Jess. Here it is. You draw a line on a paper using your pencil, but without touching that line again, can you make the line longer? Be back. All right, winding it down. Okay, you draw a line on a paper using your pencil, but without touching that line again, can you make the line longer? Can you do
yes.
that?
Yes. I'm just going to say yes.
Okay, can you? How? You got to say how.
I have to say how? I don't know. Okay. I'm just going to offer one part. But I have faith in Dr. Jess because she got that last okay. pencil one.
Dr. Levy, so. What do you think?
I don't know. Can you stretch the piece of paper?
You what?
Can you stretch it?
No, you can't touch it. Okay, you
can't. I don't know.
Okay, you know what you do? You draw a shorter line next to it, and now that line looks longer.
See? We said you could.
But you didn't make it longer.
We did. Because now it looks longer because it's got a shorter line next to it. Okay, what could we say? So, Dr. Levy, okay, so they once again, how can they get a hold of you?
Through my website, holistic-vet-care.com.
Okay, do you have any final thoughts at all to share with the listeners?
I do. You know what I was thinking about today?
Uh-oh.
Remember that dog who died in 2016, that 30-year-old Kelpie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I just can't believe that more people have not heard about this dog because it's pretty remarkable.
Yes.
So, anyhow, this dog lived on, I thought it was a sheep station, but it turns out it was a dairy farm.
Okay.
And basically had a ton of outdoor activity. It was a fairly low-key dog, so not a neurotic stress machine.
Yeah.
It ate a raw diet.
Yeah.
Consisting of, you know, meat scraps and bones and raw milk and stuff like that because it was on a dairy. And I think, you know, some of these things, and the owner said that it went to the vet twice, once when it was whelped, when the puppies were born,
okay.
to get checked out, and then when she was 15, they took her in for something.
Wowzer.
Yeah, and that's how you get your dog to live to be 30.
Yeah, no chemicals in her on, no over-vaccinations.
Yeah, I mean, it was a dairy farm. I don't know what... you know, what kind of chemicals the dog might have been exposed to. I don't know if it was an organic dairy, but you think that would be even better. So that's interesting. You know, I always think that we should find these people who have overcome diseases, or who, the ones who live longer than everybody else. You know, find out what they're doing.
There you go.
And it's a little bit more difficult to apply to dogs and cats, but I think those kinds of things, you know, everybody could use a little bit more exercise. Like the guy said, the dog did 20 kilometers a day, which is about 12 miles, I think.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Yeah. Let that be a challenge to you.
Yeah. And it will be.
maybe for Ethel, that translates into the length of your driveway.
Yes, that might even, you know, the length of the driveway, the length of the sidewalk for the poor little Ethel, 3-pounder there. Good gravy. But anyway, but that's true. Yeah. We are what we eat and what we do, and all we can do is do the best we can. And then, like I say, our animals, what I see for our animals, our pets, and, you know, whatever is over-vaccinated, over-chemicalized inside and out, over-chemicals on the lawns that they bring into their house and have to live in. So there's a lot of things we should look at for us and for our pets. So it's crazy. Yeah. So, well, yeah. I thank you so much, kiddo, for taking the time to come on the wrong Sunday. So now remember, you're not going to be here next week because you were here this week. So, okay. Right. Okay.
Well, thank you for having me.
You bet. You have a great week, and we'll see you next month, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Take care, Dr. Levy. Bye-bye. All right. Okay. We'll see if we can get one call in here, maybe two. Okay. Who's up next?
We have Mary.
Okay. Hi, Mary. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Thanks for hanging in there. What can I do for you?
So we have a 19-year-old cat. She's female, and she's been in good health all these years.
Uh-huh.
6 months, we've noticed that she cries all the time.
All right.
When she looks at us, she cries. Mm-hmm. She walks down the hall, she cries. Mm-hmm. She doesn't seem to be in any pain at all. We pet her. I felt her all over. There's nothing that seems wrong. But we have to put her out in the garage at night because she wakes us up all night long.
Okay. How's her eyes look? Are they clean, clear?
No.
They're cloudy?
So her eyes are, she has little mats in the corners of them.
Okay.
And it looks like she's getting cataracts.
Okay.
It's a little cloudy.
And her hearing, do you think she still hears, or do you think she's deaf now?
Nope. I think she's fine. Okay. She hears.
Okay. What food are you feeding?
She's been an outside inside cat. We feed her Purina Pro Plan. Mm-hmm. She's been on the adult formula forever.
Okay.
I do mix or feed her some wet food as well. Mm-hmm. She's really super fussy. So I have tried probably kinds.
Yeah. What's her weight like?
She has always been little, petite. She weighs probably 6 pounds now.
Okay. Because usually, have you taken her for any blood work to see how your kidneys, liver, and all that is doing?
I have not, no.
Okay. When a cat gets that age, that's what I would do. I know it's stressful. There are some vets that will come to your house that you don't have to take your, you know, cat to the vet. You know, so you can look up some of the mobile vets if you don't want to take them, you know, in a car ride to a vet. But that when they get to this age, you really want to make sure before you start treating anything, you know, it's behavioral or whatever, to make sure there's not something, there's a reason why. You know, and sometimes it's when they're losing their hearing, losing their eyesight because they feel discombobulated. Same with dogs, or sometimes there's maybe a something going on inside, like her liver values are high, or their kidneys, or whatever type thing. So we want to rule out health first to make sure that the, you know, blood work that comes back, everything's a-okay. Now I would go to, if this was my cat, I would take her totally off of all the dry food. She's had too many years of trying to compensate, to drink enough water to compensate for dry matter, and so I would get her on the grain free. What?
She drinks water all day long.
Yeah, and that's because she can't compensate for the dry matter of the dry food. So that's why, and even though she's fussy, get some sardines and water. See if she'll, you know, not the oil ones in oil. You want the canned sardines and water. And then give her a half the can and smash it up. If she eats it, awesome. Great for her coat. And then start putting a little bit of grain-free, use the sardines as your base. Put a little bit of, grain-free canned food, like Nutrisource has some. Stay away from chicken because she she's been chickenized to death. Nutrisource has 7 flavors that does not have chickens in, and I would try to rotate that in. Cats take change hard, especially at this age. And so even if you have to mix, you know, like, or you put a little bit, let's say you put like a tablespoon of the dry with a half a teaspoon of the wet, you know, the cream-free canned. Okay. And then eventually she's going to start licking it. You know, and then cats love gravy. So you mix a little bit with warm water with the grain-free canned food and then put that, mix it with a little bit of the wet food. And so when she's drinking water, like you said, a lot, that screams that she is having a hard time, because you should never see a cat drink water, because it should be getting it from what they drink, you know, from what they eat. She might have BDI. If she's drinking a lot, it's either due to the food, or there again, if you have blood work done, it could be diabetes. And so, you know, so that's why you want to do the blood work and go from there. But then I would get her off all that dry food ASAP. The oldest cat I ever had was 25. That was Mittens. She never got a dry kibble in her life. She got either a real mouse or a real bird. Because she was an outside cat that came in here and there, you know. And so anyway, she lived to be 25 years old. The last 5 years she was deaf. So I brought her in the house, because otherwise she was going to get eaten by coyotes.
For sure.
Yeah. And so that's why you got to get more moisture into this cat's diet. And the only way you can do that is by feeding moisture, you know, feeding things that are wet, so she doesn't have to try to compensate for dry matter.
That's a great idea.
So, and then plus there's a lot, some of them, remember how, you know, how if we eat carbs, like a lot of potato chips or whatever type of thing, in about an hour, we're hungry again. I just ate a bag of potato chips. Well, now why am I hungry? Well, because, so if too much carbs in her diet, she's going to seem hungry and she's going to meow about it. I'm hungry. And so that could be part of the meowing too. All right. Whereas finally, it's just kind of hit the wall. Even though you've done that for all these years, now her system just cannot deal with it anymore. So it's time to get off the dry matter. And like I say, try the Nutrisource grain-free canned, and then canned sardines and water. You can mash them up and let her lick those up. And then that could be kind of your base. Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay. Good
That's
luck.
Great advice. Thank you very much.
You bet. Keep me posted. Okay, kiddo.
I will.
Okay. Bye. Thanks. Bye-bye. Now, this week, like I said, again, we're going to be getting, Tuesday, we're supposed to get 1 to 3 inches here. So that either means we'll get nothing or we'll get 12. So
be prepared either way.
Yeah, whatever.
Right?
Get the light. Remember the Halloween storm? We all remember that. I still remember that. Like, that was yesterday. My daughter, I think, was 4 at
the time. I was, like, very young. Yeah. I was, like, around that same age.
And so anyway, and I, but the big thing is that, like I say, dogs and puppies that have never seen snow before, you be ready for potty training issues, because that's what's going to happen. They're going to get out there. They're just going to splash. And then, this is cold. This is too cold. I got to get back in the house. And so then if you give them freedom right away, guess what? It's going to wind up on your carpets or your floors. So pay attention. Thank you all for listening in. Thanks, Dr. Jessica Levy, for coming once again. Thank you, Hope. And you guys, remember, if you don't train them, don't blame them. Have a grand week and talk to you next week.
Happy trails to you. Until